Funding to run the government is due to expire at midnight, but Senate Democrats are blocking action on a stopgap spending bill that would keep it open. And the debate isn't what you'd expect. The Democrats want funding for the Buy American program reinstated. This was language that would have required American-made steel and iron be used for water infrastructure projects. House Republicans stripped that provision out of the bill that already passed the Senate. And Democrats also want a better deal for coal miners about to lose their health care benefits. Led by coal state lawmakers like West Virginia's Joe Manchin, they're pressuring President-elect Trump to intervene because of his campaign pledges to help coal workers and to buy American. NPR congressional reporter Scott Detrow joins us from the Capitol. And Scott, tell us more about what exactly the Democrats want here. Start with the benefits for coal miners. What are we talking about?
Yeah, so the big focus here is about a federal health care program for retired miners. About 16,000 people are on it right now, and it is set to run out at the end of the year, which, believe it or not, is just a few weeks away.
Right.
They want to extend this for a full year. The language in the big funding bill that needs to be passed by midnight would extend it for about 4 months. That's how long the entire funding bill goes for, until late April. Manchin and other Democrats say that's not good. They say that creates just as much uncertainty before. If you're worried your health care is going to run out in 3 weeks, you're going to be just as worried that it's going to run out in about 4 months.
Yeah. Well, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas is quoted as saying the Democrats asking for this, are not going to get what they want. They ought to actually be grateful for what they got, meaning that 4 months. Look, isn't this something that coal workers who counted on Donald Trump to help them are going to hear and wonder what's going on here?
Well, let's start with what Cornyn was saying and how Republican leaders are responding to this. They say that, you know, there's not going to be any sort of compromise here because there's nobody to compromise with, because the House passed this spending bill yesterday and then they adjourned. They left town and they are done with their work for the year. They won't be back until the new Congress in January. So the Senate can agree with the language that was already passed by the House and get this to the president. And that's about all their choice right now, because they can't make a change. They can't extend this program and send it back to the House because there's no one there to deal with.
Well, and there's also this Buy American language that's now been stripped from the bill, and that would have helped steel workers by guaranteeing that projects would use American-made steel. Senator Joe Manchin was supposed to meet with Donald Trump today. It looks like that meeting now won't happen until next week. But is there any indication that the president-elect might step into this before that, given that both his campaign pledges were buy American and help coal workers?
Well, there's been no indication as of yet that Trump would get involved. But, I mean, every time we talk about Trump, it's unprecedented this or unprecedented that. So, you know, you always have to stay tuned. But, you know, he has been a big presence in this conversation. And I think that's something that's going to continue next year, because it's interesting that in a lot of ways, the things that Donald Trump advocates for are not Republican positions. They're Democratic positions. And one example of that you also heard a lot about this week was not changing Medicare in any way or another. And Democrats were regularly quoting Trump saying, you know, the next president promised not to make any changes to Medicare, to Social Security, and we're going to hold him to that promise. So I think you're going to see a lot of Democrats who obviously have big problems with Donald Trump, you know, up and down, be very happy to quote the president's words or promises to Republicans when they're promises that go against typical Republican orthodoxy. Yeah. So you heard Manchin, you heard Sherrod Brown and other Democrats talking about this, quote, Trump support for steel, for coal miners here.
Right. Well, by the way, would it be unprecedented if a president-elect stepped in a congressional dispute?
I can't think of a specific example, but I know going back to when President Obama was taking office, he was already kind of mapping out things that he wanted to do right away.
Right.
I think he was aggressively talking about his big stimulus package before he took office.
Right.
So sometimes presidents do kind of start rolling the balls from things like that.
Well, and, you know, as we have seen, these are different times, so who knows what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely seems to be a sign that the president-elect, as you said, many of his positions were not Republican positions. They were Democratic positions. Somehow the Democrats couldn't get it across that these were their positions. And now it seems like this is going to set up maybe more battles with his own Republicans.
Or it might not. Or they might change their tune and go along with their president. One example of that, Trump said last night, doing his kind of victory tour, that he wants a trillion $1 trillion stimulus package, big projects. You may remember that's exactly what Barack Obama pushed for in her first few months in office. Republicans had no interest. He ended up only getting, you know, two or three Republicans supporting it all together. Now a lot of Republicans might go along with it, even if hesitantly, because within the Republican Party, Donald Trump is popular and powerful.
NPR congressional reporter Scott Detrow, thank you.
Thank you.